Greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome to each one here. I've been blessed with the things that have been shared here this morning. I feel like we heard a lot and things that we can apply to our own lives. I was thinking about the children's lesson there and how the challenge was to do unto others as we would have them do to us. And it reminded me of an incident in my life. And I as I was thinking about the children's lesson, that sometimes I know the right thing to do, but I actually don't want to do the right thing. And I was just processing that this morning, anger has, when I become angry, that often overrides what I know what I should do. There was this time that my sister did something to me when I was a child. And to push me into a tank of water, tub of water, or it was a spring house, and it was cold water. And she did it as a joke, and I didn't take too kindly on it. And I was sure I needed to get even with her. And I was pretty angry, actually. And it didn't really matter what was right or wrong. I knew what I wanted to do. Well, my sister was a very wise girl, and she spent the rest of the day hanging out with mom. And so I couldn't do what I wanted to do. So it just reminded me is once when I calmed down, my sister knew that it was safe to be around her brother again. And that's sometimes how we act. And I was challenged in that. It's like for us as children, as adults, I do well in thinking about how do I respond when life takes an unexpected turn that I wasn't planned for, whether it was good or bad, that I would remain the way that I should. This morning for a message, I was thinking about today. I was thinking about what many of us remember as Easter and what the Lord has done for us. And we feel very grateful when we stop and think about how what that all means and how that has changed many of our lives. When we think about special days, we often think of, in our own lives, we have birthdays, we have anniversaries, there's all these different days that we remember. And if we forget somebody's birthday, some of us would feel pretty disappointed. And so what's so special about a birthday when we stop and think about that? Well, one of the things that happens is we're a year older. And we often remember when we were younger. Obviously, none of us remember when we were born, but our parents remember that very well. And we often reflect back and we remember certain days, certain events that have taken place in our lives. And it's probably different, similar, but different for all of us. We remember when we probably considered ourselves as an adult. For me, in my growing up years, there was, I think, more dates, more ages that mattered that set me apart, put me in a different category than maybe what we're used to now. Obviously, when we turn a certain age, we start going to school. We're old enough to do school. I remember when I turned 9, that was a really big, that was a really important day for me. In my setting, when I turned 9, it meant that I was old enough that I didn't have to stay with Dad everywhere I went. When I went to church, I no longer had to sit with Dad. It meant that I could now sit with the boys in church. And when I turned 9, I wore a different kind of hat. It was a men's hat. It had a certain, I don't even know if I can explain it, but it was different. And I knew that. When in our world here, when we turn 16, it's a fairly important day for most people because you're old enough to go get your driver's license. So those are things that we remember when we think about birthdays, anniversaries. We remember, it reminds us of when we got married and the journey that has taken us. So those can be good things. And today, as we think about Easter, we think about Jesus. We think about what that has meant for us, what he has done for us, and how that has changed my life and has changed your life. We're reminded that the Bible is real, it is true, it is alive. We're reminded today that we have opportunity to be saved from our sins. And that is through believing, repenting of our sins. Today, when we think about what Jesus has done, it reminds us of how we can find hope. We think about today, because of Jesus, some of the things that we have experienced here is we've experienced physical healing, we've experienced spiritual healing, we experienced the power of the Holy Spirit. We have power to show people who Jesus is. Jesus gives us a vision of how we should live life. Jesus has made us into his servants that has compassion for people. These are just a few things that I thought of as I think about Easter, as I think about Jesus being a risen Savior, how that has affected my life. And I would like to give opportunity here this morning for any, if you would like to share some of the things that come to mind to you of what Jesus means to you and the things that has changed, how he has changed you. And so I just want to give opportunity for that here, that it does me good to hear what the Lord is doing in your life and what he means to you.
That's me right again. Good brother.
Okay, maybe we can pause and we'll pray. Our Heavenly Father, we do pause here. We do thank you for today. We thank you for the newness of life that we can experience in you. We thank you for the forgiveness of sin. We thank you that you died and that you rose again that we might have life. And Lord, I thank you for each one here and for the blessing and encouragement that they are to me here. I pray, Lord, that you would also be with those that are not here, that often are. We just lift them up to you and just pray that they would be encouraged today, that they would hear from you and walk close to you. We do pray for our brothers that are traveling today. We pray, Lord, that you would be near to them, that you would bless them in their travels. Be with them as they purpose to serve your people, Lord, in other places, in people that have experienced loss, and that they would be a blessing in as they help them. Lord, we just thank you for the things that you have taught us here this morning already. And we just pray, Lord, that as we look further into your word, I just pray, Lord, that you would minister to us. And Lord, we desire that you would receive all the honor and glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. As we think about what happened there with the disciples in Easter morning there, I'd like to just go back to Mark chapter 14 and just look at, just be reminded a little bit of what the disciples experienced before Easter Sunday morning there. And that was in Mark 14, we go down to verse 50, and then we just back up just a little bit, and we see that the disciples saw Jesus being arrested. He was betrayed by Judas, and we see that they realized that Jesus was in trouble, and Peter tried to intervene in his intervention failed, and we see that Jesus performed the miracle there and healed what Peter had destroyed. But they saw that Jesus was in serious trouble and they became afraid. And we look at verse 50 here, Mark chapter 14, verse 50. It tells us that after seeing all these things, they all forsook him and fled. They started thinking about themselves and they were afraid. And they wanted to, I'm assuming the reason they fled is they wanted to preserve their lives. So we just keep that in mind, and let's turn to John chapter 20. And I think maybe some of this was read, but I'd like to start reading in John chapter 20, verse 1 through 23, and maybe we can stand I'll read the first two verses, and then I'm looking for volunteers to help read two verses at a time if you choose to read, and then we'll stop in verse 23. John chapter 20, verse 1 and 2, the first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Verse 3.
Lord, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre.
And he is stooping down, looking for the solemn cross lying there, yet he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him, went into the tomb, and saw the cross lying there,
and the handkerchief that had been around his head, put together and placed by itself. So then the other disciple came to the tomb for his ministry also.
They do not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. The disciples went away again unto the wrong way. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre for weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and see that two angels in white sitting, one at the head, the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had moved.
And they say unto her, woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me whence thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabban, which is to say, Master. Jesus said unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitten unto them. And whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. You may be seated. As we consider what I had read there in Mark, and we see in verse 19, we see that the disciples were assembled for the fear of the Jews. So they were still very afraid. And I'd like to turn to Mark chapter 16 and just read, look at this passage here and see what we glean from the first 8 verses here. And the question that I have that we see in this passage, and I think a question for us here this morning, is who will roll away the stone? Verse 1, and when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salem had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And the question they had here in verse 3 is, they said among themselves, who shall roll away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? These women here came out here by themselves. And as I was pondering this passage here, where were the disciples? We read earlier that at a later time, they were up in a room afraid. They were worried about themselves. And I just want us to note that here, these two women were concerned about taking care of Jesus' body. And they came to this place and they knew that there was a stone that was going to be in the way. And they, it's like, well, who's going to help us roll this thing away? And I think they recognized that, well, we're not going to be able to do it. And because they asked the question. And then in verse 4, when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he saith unto them, be not affrighted. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him, as he said unto them. And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. So they came here into this place here, realizing that there was this big stone in the way of what they wanted to accomplish, and that they weren't able to deal with this, and they were looking for Jesus being dead. But they came here, and the stone was rolled away already, and they found Jesus. They were told that Jesus is indeed alive, and he wasn't there. So they saw that Jesus was risen. Jesus defeated death. And so we see that. We're reminded here this morning that Christ is risen and Jesus defeated death and that eternal life is real. And because of this, death does not end our life with God. It is the beginning. So as we face life, we often maybe find ourselves in this similar situations as we journey through this life. Sometimes we do what the disciples did, appears to have done, is they went into hiding. They were concerned about preserving what they had, and they just hid. But we see these brave young women here, two of them, they went and faced the things that they thought they needed to do. And they realized that there was some things that were going to stand in the way, that they weren't going to be able to accomplish. In fact, they asked, who's going to roll this stone away? Who will roll the stone away in our lives? Those things that we realize that we have no control over. I believe we need to follow the example that we see in these women that came out to the burial site and come and expect that somehow it's going to work out. We need to be reminded as we face these things in our lives that Jesus that rose again, Jesus that is alive today, the reason that we're rejoicing as believers today is because of today. I believe that we need to come to Jesus with these things and tell him about these things. Tell him that, hey, there's this thing I have no control over, and I need you to help me. Jesus wants to roll that stone away. There's all these different things that we can just try and hide and just make them go away, but they don't. The battles that we have of doubt, maybe it's fear, or maybe we find ourselves feeling stuck. I'm sure that we can identify that. That's what the disciples did for a time frame there. They were feeling that way. When we lose, maybe our vision gets clouded. When we don't see our self-worth, when we bring these things to the Lord, he wants to roll those things away. He wants to roll those things out of our lives. And we can attempt, we can try, we can do many things, and they just stay there. But when we bring them to the Lord and start talking to him about them, he just miraculously, they just roll away. And we start walking in Jesus. We see that in Mark chapter 16, that as they experience, as the disciples experienced Jesus and realized what he had done and that he was alive again, and they believed and grabbed a hold of that. And I'll just read here in verse 15, he was talking to the disciples here, and he said unto them, go you into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And so then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And in verse 20, they experienced all of these things. They heard what Jesus taught them. And as Jesus, they saw Jesus leaving them. And in verse 20, it says, they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. What a difference we see here. Just not very, very long before here, it says that they were in an upper room. It appears like they were hiding and they were afraid. They wanted to take care of themselves. And in the end of Mark, we see that they received Jesus. They were filled with the Holy Spirit. And it says that they went forth and preached Jesus. The fear was gone. Their boldness for Jesus had set in. They cared about the people. They were not so concerned about themselves. As we see them ending up serving a risen Lord, so it is for us here this morning. As we recognize what Jesus has done, as we accept that we're serving a risen Lord, it changes who we are. In closing, just in Philippians, chapter 3, starting in verse 10, I believe these verses just again remind us who we are in Christ, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. The power of his resurrection, taking a hold of our lives. The fellowship of sufferings. We're not afraid. We're not so concerned about my own being, but rather we reach out and we preach Christ. We want people to experience Jesus in the way that we're experiencing him. Being made conformable unto his death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I have already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Forgetting those things that are behind us and reaching forth, moving forward. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. May God bless each one of you as we ponder these things, as we are reminded today of what Jesus has done for us, for the world, that we might live. And as we saw the disciples, as they grabbed the hold, as they received the Holy Spirit, we see quite a difference. They went about doing the Lord's work, and the fear was gone. As their stone was rolled away, so the Lord wants to do in our lives. May God bless.